Blog Talk
Welcome
Radio.
To Kentucky for Repeal, the afternoon program of Kentucky for Cannabis. Kentucky for Cannabis is a community organization of Americans for Cannabis. You can find Americans for Cannabis at AmericansforCannabis.com. You can find Kentucky for Cannabis on that site, as well as Facebook and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. I'm Reverend Mary, or Mary Thomas Spears, however you know me. The Reverend title is one I've denounced, but I am still legally a minister, to clarify that for those who do not get it. I am licensed and I am a legal minister, and so there are those who still call me Reverend Mary, even though I have considered that to be idolatry at this point in my life, and so I really don't want to be a part of it, but yet I still am, because that's how people know me. So anyway, enough of that. My website's designingyourworld.com. That's my personal website. There you'll find a lot of information about me personally and what I do and what I've been working on. And so we continue this discussion on what we're doing here in the cannabis movement with repeal and legalization, and what the difference is and between the two, because there's a difference between the repeal movement and the legalization movement, or as we like to call it, the legalized movement, or as I like to call it, the legalized movement, as in L-I-E-S. So, or is it L-Y-E-S? You know, when you're telling a lie, I think I would know that, because semantics happens to be my thing. But today I'm not thinking too clearly. Otherwise, I'd been on time with this show. I almost blew this show off, this afternoon show off, because, you know, nobody's calling in, nobody's listening, it seems like. So I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing here. But I'm going to try to keep pushing forward and keep putting the information out there, because who knows, maybe someone is listening and I just don't know it. Earlier today, this morning, I discussed, to go over what we discussed earlier on this morning's show, I discussed options of the citizen to make a difference in this movement, how a citizen can make a difference in the cannabis issue, and help us bring prohibition to an end. And we discussed the fact that you can do that three different ways in the courts at this point, at least three different ways that I can think of in the courts. And that is through filing a lawsuit against your city or state or federal government for denying you a nutritious food source that your body requires, and therefore exposing you to disease and illness. And, you know, as I said, I mean, you might even include attempted murder in that. And, you know, and let me add to that, that in other lawsuits similar that are being filed in the courts right now, people are adding lost wages, loss of material possessions due to searches and seizures or whatever. So you could add all that to your lawsuit if you wanted to. The second method we discussed was, you know, arming yourself fully, and that means knowing the law, knowing court procedures, knowing what motions to be filed and all that, and of course, what I might not have covered well enough in this morning show on that particular topic is also knowing the science and evidence that can set you free in the courts by producing the science and evidence in court correctly. Once again, I'll point out, if you do that, then that's a lot of research, a lot of work, and a lot of knowledge that you have to have working for you, and then you may need a good attorney working for you as well. And I also pointed out that if you do that, then you might also want to police that attorney even though he's working for you, because he is an attorney, and he did swear an oath to the bar. So the third option we discussed on this morning's show was to educate your jury and the citizens of your community and the people around you as to the right to nullify a verdict and what that was. And I don't want to go over all that. If you didn't get it, then listen to this morning's show, and you can find that on our morning page, which is Kentucky for Cannabis on Blog Talk Radio. So I also mentioned on that show that September 5th is Jury Nullification Day. So look that information up. Google it. I am surprised we're not getting any callers. It doesn't show any listeners once again. And, you know, what is it? Is it because I took the show over because Robert's computer's down, and what? Nobody believes me that Robert's phone and computer is out, or what? But it's just the fact of the matter that his computer is out. And so I'm doing the best I can to do what it is I'm supposed to do, what we had planned on doing together. So, I need to hear from y'all. Not quite sure why I'm not hearing from you, but anyway. So we've got approximately 15 minutes left. So at this point, people want to know, and I've gone over this before. What's the difference between repeal and legalization? And what sets us apart from other groups? And so maybe I'll just talk about that for a minute in this show. And let you hear this.
Prohibition was then repealed because lawmakers recognized that.
I'm sorry. That's a commercial because I logged on to her webpage because I was going to read you something from her webpage. But let me read to you from our webpage. from Americans for Cannabis, and it says, starting the conversation where it starts. We are a grassroots movement dedicated to promoting honest education about cannabis, hemp, marijuana, and the full repeal of cannabis prohibition. Our main goal is to provide evidence-based information to citizens of America about the benefits of this untapped, renewable, sustainable, and once vital natural resource so they can make an informed decision on this complex issue. We the people demand that cannabis, hemp, marijuana, THC, and other cannabis extracts be exempted from DEA's Controlled Substance Act, like alcohol, nicotine, caffeine, and other drugs, and all local, state, and federal criminal penalties for cultivation, possession, transportation, distribution, sales, trade, nutritional, spiritual, and recreational purposes be repealed. And so that's what Americans for Cannabis is about, and we invite you to join us in that movement. And that's what I'm doing here, inviting you to call in and join me in educating and join me in discussion about this topic or about your side of this topic. We can debate this issue. If you think legalization is a better way to go in this issue, please do tell me why. Let me just go over some things also from our page. Our motto, let us not be the wedge that divides, but rather the glue that binds. And that's what we really are about here. Our mission, to repeal the statutes, ordinances, codes, and acts of prohibited cannabis, to exempt cannabis, THC, and other cannabis extracts from DEA's Controlled Substance Act, to educate our communities on the true history and facts about cannabis, to promote the lawful and responsible use of cannabis, to promote industrial hemp farming and technologies, to promote medical and scientific research, to promote the release of all individuals jailed or otherwise imprisoned for nonviolent cannabis-related offenses, to end the arrest and fines and imprisonment of responsible adult users of cannabis, to promote better, stronger, and safer communities, and to promote personal freedom. So that is what American for Cannabis is about. That's what Kentucky for Cannabis is about. And, you know, there's lots of other groups out there around the country, Ohio for Cannabis, Oklahoma for Cannabis, Illinois for Cannabis. If we don't have a group in your state, then who knows? Maybe you need to start one there. Maybe you are called to start one there. 'Cause we are looking for leaders and help of all kinds. You know, if you can't help get the word out, if you can't help by talking to your local and state local state representatives or local city government, if you can't help by just sharing our links on Facebook or whatever, you know, there's a place for everyone in this movement. And you know, I hate to say it again, but even money is needed in this movement. We don't like to ask for it, but it is needed in this movement. especially when we're fighting against big corporations who have lots of money and they're trying to starve a little man out who knows what we know. So, it's just where it's at. Something else we can talk about from the webpage. Well, let's talk about repeal from the Legal Dictionary. How about that? That's on the front of our webpage. Repeal from the Legal Dictionary. Main entry, repeal. Pronunciation, repeal. Function, transitive verb. Etymology, Anglo-French, repeller, from Old French, from reback, plus appeller, to appeal, call, from Latin, appellier, to address, entreat, call by name. Definition, to rescind or annul by authoritative act, especially to revoke or abrogate by legislative enactment, repealing statutes in light of recent Supreme Court decision. Repeal, noun. Okay. Now let's talk about what legalization says in the Legal Dictionary. Now this comes to you from the Legal Dictionary, not just any dictionary. It's from a Legal Dictionary. Main entry, legalize. Pronunciation, legalize. Transitive verb. Inflected forms, legalized, legalizing. To make legal, especially to give legal validity. To give legal validity or sanction to. Now, this is what we're talking about, people, right here. And this is what this movement is here to say that is wrong. When you legalize, you give legal validity or sanction to what? Prohibition. And you're sanctioning prohibition. And you're making it valid. You're saying they're correct by prohibiting your use and that they have a right to do so. In fact, you not only give them legal sanction and validity to have authority over prohibiting this plant, but you also validate and sanction their authority over you while giving them the plant. So here is where we in the repeal movement part from those who want to stay in the legalized movement, is that we do not believe in giving validity to or that kind of legal sanction to them to have authority over us or the plant. In fact, we believe that when it comes to this plant, we should be sanctioning it to them, and they should be answering to us for authority over it. In other words, we want to tell them how they can use it and how much they'll pay for taxes on it. And when I say them, I'm talking about the corporation, because that's really who we're dealing with here, people, the corporation. Now, I've just been told we only have 90 seconds left in this program, so I'm going to begin to wrap it up, even though the website is showing me that I have 1 minute 9 seconds left. So I don't know what's happening. I will tell you this. I hope there's not a bunch of air at the first 5 minutes of the show, because I called in late. Contact me at 270-904-0279 so we can talk and get you on the show. Again, we are Americans for, or we are Kentucky for Cannabis, a chapter of Americans for Cannabis. You can find us at AmericansForCannabis.com. The call-in number for this show is 1-347-205-9022. Call in and see us, or call in and chat with us. Join us in this conversation. And I don't know if there's any time left, because the computer's showing me one thing, the phone's telling me another, and I have this problem every time I do this by phone. But peace and love, one love, that's what it's all about. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.